Mr. Smith's contract read 6 months severance. His salary, his annual salary, was $164,918. And so half of that, $82,459, is his 6 month severance that would be paid. And then I go back and look at the leave. So we pay leave that's available upon someone departing. Sick leave is excluded from this. We do not pay out sick leave. Sick leave is applied in TCRS as service credits. But the estimate that I have right now, this has to be verified by HR, but the estimate that I have is approximately 262 hours for an additional $20,773.27. That brings the total payout for Mr. Smith upon departure is $103,232. And so we would do that on an off payroll week. The plan is to do that this week. And it is a one lump sum direct deposit that's issued to him. So that is the gross amount. That is not the net. So what's applied to this is the regular payroll taxes, Social Security, Medicare, and federal income tax.